I read to you one line from the Avadhut Gita. It reads, "Know me to be that self who is everything and everywhere at all times, who is eternal, steady, the all, the non-existent and the existent, have no doubt." I read it again. "Know me to be that self who is everything and everywhere at all times, who is eternal, steady, and all, the non-existent and the existent, have no doubt." It is a very difficult statement for somebody who has not come to see it. But a few things can be said about it. It starts off with the emphasis of no. Just to know. It ends with no doubt. To know is to be still. To doubt is to lose that stillness. Only in deep stillness can you know. But the trouble is, only in doubt, that means when you have lost the stillness, you begin questioning. Doubt arises when stillness is not present. Knowing arises when there is stillness. This is a very important point to explore. You start searching for answers when you are in doubt and you have lost your stillness. And that whole movement is a movement that exists when stillness is broken. So no matter what answer is given, you will never know the answer. That answer will create another doubt, another shakenness, another loss of stillness. And one dies questioning. A question that gives an answer creates another question, another 10 questions that gives birth to another 100 answers. So most of what you think you know, I've come to know, are nothing but knowledge sought when you are in deep doubts. And knowledge sought in deep doubts can only produce more doubts. Then you pretend to know, And that pretension of knowing creates deeper doubts. So I say to you, even before the question arises, seek stillness. Seek to be still first. Recognize all questions. When the stillness is lost, all doubts is when you have lost the stillness. When there is stillness, the question is not there, neither the answer. The doubt is not there. Thus, even clarity is unneeded. So when you enter your samadhi sleep, remember you are entering stillness too. Absolute non-moving. And in that knowing, what is worth knowing would be known. And that knowing will translate as your being, and that being will know what to do. Now, as you sit for a while, any question that arises, watch. Any doubt that arises, watch the source of the doubt, because you fail to be still. Your stillness is lost. The scripture says, know me to be the self who is everything and everywhere at all time, who is eternal, steady and all, the non-existential and the existential. Have no doubt. It starts with know me. To be the self who is everything and everywhere. To know yourself as everything and everywhere. You see, Peter Frey, you cannot know this because your idea of knowing is to immediately doubt and question, which means to immediately move from loss of stillness. See whether you can grasp this today. So all that you ask question is when already the stillness is lost. The capacity to just to know, know me to be the self who is everything and everywhere at all time. It says, know me. It has two meanings, the way I see it. Know me means know something or know yourself. Not to question who am I, just to know, which means the stillness. Today, settle this. All doubts, all questions are nothing but one losing one's stillness. And in the loss of the stillness, the question is born. The answer most often cannot restore stillness. It creates more loss of stillness, more doubts. Now, you will ask what to do now. When the question arises, when the doubt arises, first observe the loss of stillness. The loss of natural capacity of knowing. This scripture describes you are everything and everywhere. It is a very big statement. But questioning it, you can't arise to it by questioning. You can only arrive to it by knowing. While you enter your stillness, what is stillness in regards to what you have been learning here? At this point, when you have not abandoned you, when you are back to you for you by you, you understand? When you are not defined by the other, when you are not defined by the society, when you are not defined as a reflection of another or of the other, when you are to you for you by you. It is like this, look at it this way. When you went to seek an answer, you lost stillness. And the more you seek it, the more you lose your stillness. Actually, the seeking happened because the stillness is lost. There's no way home. When you are still, there is no seeking. So they are two parallel. It is just an explosion of knowing. One awakening after another. If you know, all would be good. If you know. And that knowing is from a stillness. Oh, when the stillness knows, all will be good. All would be good. So in the samadhi sleep, when you attain to your stillness, which is falling in between the gap of thoughts, in the gap of doubt, you will come to know. Or what you choose to know, Rico, in between the doubt, what you choose to know, I know I will be fine, so be it. So if you die into absolute stillness, which is the absolute death of you, when you die, you fall and you die within you. Just still. In that stillness, you will come to know. Or, if the stillness comes to know what is needed for you to live out, so be it too. The clue is this. I don't mean to prove it, but the clue. Know me to be the self who is everything and everywhere, at all times. Know me to be everything, everywhere, at all times. And that me is known in stillness. And when it knows it, it is everything, everywhere. Life is arranged by itself. One of the highest climax of creation. Dying is experienced in stillness. When you're absolutely still, it feels like dying. What is dying? The question, the answer, and the answer, the question to that answer, and more questions from the answer, the eternal thought storm. And then you start grabbing words. We take cockamamie words and give meaning to it. Like the word being open. If it's misunderstood, it is giving everybody permission to rape without consequence. To be violated without reason. were losing you unnecessarily. Now, as you drop that, you drop that word and that implied reality, you drop it. You simply turn within to yourself, by yourself, you know, you hold it. And you turn within to your stillness. You just remain still, unmoving, thoughtless. Dying in that moment. And when that gap expands, you come to know. And if the gap comes to know, it is everything, everywhere, at all times, Rico, which is eternal and steady. It is all non-existent and existential. That means it covers all dimensions. It finishes with this. Have no doubt. That means don't lose your stillness again. You must understand. I'm sorry to say it. I feel like being open today. I feel like sharing today. You would by now have come to see the amount of nonsense that you consider as you that has to be dropped. The whirl of words you have created. Words which don't even have any meaning for you. You understand? You weave words. This word to that word. Some idiot created the word soulmate. Everybody is looking for soulmate. When I first heard the word, I thought the soul cannot mate, only body can mate. I have learned Kama Sutra, Tantra, the Taoist, so many ways, but I didn't know. Some word somebody created. The thing is, the beautiful thing about the English language is people create word that has got no rational in it. You make it real. And it always will create a doubt in your brain. And with more words, more stillness is lost. More madness is introduced. Now, one moment of samadhi, of stillness, of pure knowing, or of entering the knowing, one moment, all is set right. You come alive, one moment. Then one lives out one's heart. Very naturally, existentially, truthfully. Now, what is that you have come to know next? What you want your stillness to know. You understand? What is that you have come to know? Purely. And what is that the stillness needs to know about you? When the stillness knows what it needs to know about you, The stillness is everything, everywhere, all pervasive, eternal, timeless, in all time. Some magic starts happening. This is the power of the first samadhi. I tell you, without this first samadhi, nothing really happens. All that really happens, happens in samadhi. Nothing else works as far as I've seen. The best people can do is reframe things. Essentially, nothing happens. Only when you come to know this, only in this knowing, all that is, all that can be, all that will be, all that should be, all that comes to be effortlessly and completely. Now, have no doubt. Which means don't lose your stillness. And in that stillness come to know. Like people have an idea what is energy. Because some idiot gave an answer what it is. No. Enter stillness, you will know what it is for real. This is an explosion in your brain. This awakening. You'll never look at it the old way no more. It is finished.